This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 to ticket. The Detroit Tigers are in first place by a substantial margin. It is a healthy lead. They are 14 games up in the American League Central. This is the biggest lead. They went into July with the biggest lead they've ever had in the history of the organization. This team just is incredible. They keep winning. They're 24 games over.
They won 4 in a row now, 7 in the last 10.
They have followed up every losing streak with a hot streak. First losing streak, opened the season 0-3, won 7 of 8. Lost 3 in a row to Cleveland. We thought Cleveland still had their number. Won 7 of 8. They lost 3 in a row to Pittsburgh and 2 to Tampa. Weird scheduling quirk. Rain delays, travel, early start times. They've lost 4 of their next 14. They continue to stack wins. And I wish they could bottle this. Seasons are too long because they're playing. They're probably right now like the best version of themselves, even though we see flaws and we do. Like they gave up a bunch of runs at Washington. They didn't score a ton of runs at Cleveland. Every problem that the Tigers have, everybody else's problems currently are worse. And, you know, I wish we could bottle it because there's a long time between now and the playoffs.
Do you like power rankings, Doug?
Power rankings can be interesting exercises, yes.
The Athletic had power rankings come out today. Number one team in baseball, according to The Athletic, Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Average ranking was 1.4. The preseason playoff odds were 98%. The current playoff odds are 99.7%.
Okay.
The Tigers are number two with an average ranking of 1.6. The preseason playoff odds for the Tigers, 46%. The current playoff odds, 99.6%. It says, coming off a late October push in 2024, the Tigers figured to be at least competitive relative to the AL Central. Instead, they near the second half with the best record in baseball. Sure, it helps to have bona fide ace and Tarik Skubal pitching every fifth day, but the Tigers have seen massive contributions from up and down the roster all season. Take Sunday's 7-2 victory over the Guardians, which saw Trey Sweeney, who had been optioned just a week prior and had never homered against a fastball in 356 plate appearances, do just that. Homer against a fastball to help open the offensive floodgates against a division rival. Throw in Javi Baez's comeback player of the year campaign to Casey Mize's breakout season, among other developments, and you have the makings of baseball's most dangerous team. That's according to Johnny Flores of The Athletic. The only thing I take umbrage with that is coming off a late October push. Mm-hmm. That push started in August.
Yeah, it did.
And that needs to be recognized.
Okay, so there is a report that the Tigers have called Pittsburgh. And it's not about Paul Skeens, although maybe they have. It just hasn't been reported. And we bring that up because Dave Schoenfeld wrote another Skeens article today. But Francis Romero is a reporter for the Baseball Writers Association of America. He's got his card, I guess, is reporting that the Tigers, Cubs, and Yankees have called the Pirates about third baseman Ke'Bryan Hayes. So we mentioned this as a possibility earlier in the week. Now there's a report that the Tigers have actually called. He's not really a hitter, although he was a good hitter a couple of years ago. He's, do you have his numbers in front of you?
I do.
27? 28 years old, roughly?
He is 28 years old.
28, okay. If the Tigers want him, what he is a great defensive player. He's one of the best defensive players at any position in the game. The defensive metrics tell you that. Like, he's one of these run-saved, above-average expected plays, psycho fielders. But he's not much of a hitter. So why would the Tigers call? I can see it'd be useful to have a really, really good defensive player. But would that be a priority when you only have so many spots on the roster? I'm not sure it would. The only thing I can think of is that they have seen something in his swing that they are thinking, oh, that's fixable.
Well, the last two seasons combined, his OPS is like 580. It's terrible. The year prior to that was 762. When he hit 15 home runs in 124 games. So maybe that's where you see, maybe there's something there. When I hear a report like this, my first thought is, no, they're not considering this. This is made up stuff. You got bad info, whatever. Because I just don't see why. If I start to peel the onion back and try to figure out why on earth would the Tigers inquire about a light hitting third baseman, and you bring up his fielding prowess, that's it. If they're going to make a trade for this guy, he's not going, I don't think in my mind, he's not going to the starting lineup. This is a guy who's last on your roster, who comes in as a defensive replacement late in games, and occasionally starts against left-handed pitching because he's right-handed, though I haven't looked at his splits yet to see how he does against left-handed pitching. But that's what I see. It's this, you know, 23, 24, 25 guy on the roster, whatever it is. You need to have a specialist. So then you ask yourself, who would he replace on this Tigers roster? Is Matt Vierling an everyday player? No, he's not. And certainly not now. He's, now that he's brought back, he's healthy again, he's starting to play a little bit, but he's not an everyday guy. Would he be an upgrade over Matt Vierling at third base? Well, clearly defensively, yes.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, that the only place that I see where it makes sense is having a guy like that on the roster for late inning replacement. I mean, it's not an upgrade as a third baseman overall. And if Colt Keith is your guy right now,
you're not buying the whole they've seen something in his swing they think they can fix. Because that's my working theory would be that is if they are really interested in this guy, yes, he's a good defensive player, but I wouldn't imagine trading for a player just because he's an elite defender. I would imagine trading for a player because he's an elite defender. And do you have his splits in front of you by chance?
I can, but I'm just, 2 years ago, he had a good season.
Okay.
At the plate. So there's that.
So I'm just wondering.
Splits or you want?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's something there that says, yeah, this guy is like great against righties, great against lefties. He's a right-handed hitter, right?
He is right-handed. So okay. against righties, he has 1,652 at-bats, and he's hitting .244 with a .642 OPS. Against lefties, he has 650 at-bats, okay. not plate appearances, with a .781 OPS. So he is much better against left-handed pitching. In fact, he's pretty good with a .285 average and a .781 OPS against left-handed pitching. So is this your guy that you play only against lefties? You know, if you're looking at your third base options, and this is where it would make sense because the platoon, if you've got Colt Keith playing at third base and Colt Keith kills right-handed pitching, what happens when lefties come in? Well, if you get this guy can step in and hit just fine against lefties.
Okay.
So there is that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something to keep an eye on. And it's one reporter saying that the Tigers have called about Ke'Bryan Hayes with the Pittsburgh Pirates. 248-539-9797. Straight ahead, big screen question, little screen question. And an early question out of the Netflix show Quarterback, which is featuring Jared Goff. We will get to that today, all starting at 11:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, ladies, Tuesdays are the day for you at Twin Peaks. Most places may run a ladies' night, but at Twin Peaks, you get the whole day. That's right, every Tuesday, the deals are just for you. Stop in and take advantage of awesome specials like 20% off all food, $4 Happy Dad Seltzers, Twisted Teas, Mimosas, House Long Islands, Margaritas, and Sangria, $5 Lemon Drop Martinis, Green, White, Orange Tea Shots, and 10-ounce Draft Ciders. And what makes those specials even better? Detroit baseball action. First pitch tonight, 6:40. So get there early as they square off against the possible playoff opponent. Big game. They've also got action-packed fight weekend on the horizon. Friday night features third time Katie Taylor and Armando Serrano will face off. Saturday also will feature pay-per-view boxing as well as UFC Fight Night. The hits hit harder at Twin Peaks. Get in early to reserve your front row seat to all the knockouts. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. AJ Hinch this morning on the morning show talked about how much fun this team is and what he's enjoying about it. It's fun to come to the ballpark. We're asking you as fans, what are you finding to be the most fun other than the winning? I mean, look, the winning is what drives everything, clearly. But what are you finding to be the most fun about this team that you find personally gratifying? We each had one, myself, Gator, and Kang. Mine has been mentioned, which is, as a caller put it, getting in on the ground floor, watching these players that we have seen struggle, watching them develop. There's something extraordinarily gratifying about, you know, Riley Green getting better, Cole Keith getting better, Spencer Torkelson getting better, Zach McKinstry getting better, Dylan Dingler getting better, Parker Meadows, who was getting better. Now he's struggling a little bit again, obviously coming off that injury, but Casey Mize getting better. Scubel getting better for that matter. We're so used to him being good now, but it's a bunch of guys that the organization has had here that at one point we wondered whether or not they would be assets to the Detroit Tigers. And now they are helping them win at a pace that they're the best team in baseball. And I find it to be extraordinarily gratifying. Gators is the fact that they are never out of a game.
Never.
That he watches games now wondering how they're going to win it.
When they trail, yeah.
Even when they're trailing. Kang's has not been mentioned yet. 248-539-9797. We continue with your phone calls. We go to Jim. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jim.
Hi. What I would say is this, is they contest every single pitch. You know, we talk about don't take a day off, an inning off, an out off. They contest every pitch. It's very hard to do. They have one superstar in that team in Skubal. They have multiple plus players. It's very hard to beat teams that don't beat themselves, that don't give up extra outs, and they take outs from you. That's what I like.
It's kind of what Scott Harris talked about when he took over this team, isn't it?
I would agree. It's hard to do. Easy to say, but hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. And they, you know, I mean, you talked about dominating the strike zone.
Yeah, and some do it certainly better than others. I think even Scott Harris would say he'd like this team to draw more walks. There are some guys in this team that seem like they're allergic to drawing a walk, and yet they're 25 games above 500. They're getting it done. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're not drawing walks, they're still getting on base. But I would like to see some guys walk more.
248-539-9797. JC in South Lyon. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, JC?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what? There's two things real quick that I like. First of all, the way they win. They can win with the long ball. They can win with pitching. There's just multitude of ways where before you knew we were out of it because there was only one way we could ever win. Second of all, what I really enjoy reminds me of watching the Red Wings in the early 2000s. You just knew they were going to come back. You just knew they'd find a way, and that's what we're seeing with the Tigers this year.
Yeah, it's crazy because the difference with those Red Wing teams in the early 2000s is that was just a bunch of Hall of Famers out there playing hockey, and you know they were like toying with teams.
Are you trying to imply
exactly.
that this is not
and
a bunch of Hall of Famers?
That's kind of what the feeling. Yeah,
exactly what
yeah.
I'm saying. This is not a bunch of Hall of Famers
sure?
on this team. Pretty sure, but
wouldn't it be great if it was?
Yeah,
but I don't know. People's heads.
Yeah. I don't know. What were there, 9 Hall of Famers on that 2002 Stanley Cup championship team? Something right. like that. But yeah, that's I get it. It's just, how are they going to get it done? They're just getting it done.
248-539-9797 from the Carson Anderson inbox. These are ticket texts. Johnny writes in, the Tigers' most fun, their base running ability mirrored with how they shut down extra bases to opponents. Something happened last night. Tampa had a runner on second. I think it was either scoreless or 1-0. Single to right field. Wenzel Perez picks the ball up. And I'm watching the run around third, and I'm like, he's out at home. And Perez's throw is up the line at first, and the runner was safe. And I was shocked. I was shocked.
I'm like, that's not what you've done. You've thrown 3 guys out in the last 2 weeks. You did 2 in 1 inning, and you're supposed to throw it perfectly. What happened?
And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell, Wenzel? Which is, they've played the game to such a standard that when they didn't get the out, when Tampa tried to get the extra base, I was shocked. I was truly surprised. Like, Wenzel picks it up, he's rounding third, and I'm like, you're gone. You're done. Absolute toast.
Well, I think it was a Veerling that
got... 2 down.
Right. It was a Veerling that got caught between second and third in the one play, and I'm like, oh, come on, man. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Better than that. And like, wait a minute. This team, they live for going first to third. So that's
but I'm cracking up at the standard that they have set.
Right.
Where Wenzel, I mean, you don't throw everybody out. I'm clearly being facetious, tongue-in-cheek, but in the moment, I was really surprised.
For the love of Dave Parker, what was that throw? Come on.
Next text. The aggressive base running and aggressive defense in the outfield is the best attribute of this team this year. It's from an unnamed texter. The Tigers just play for each other. They grind at bats and make pitchers frustrated and uncomfortable. They do run up pitch counts. I mean, they played that game in Cleveland the other day. It was Skubal versus, I can't remember who the guy was for Cleveland. But they're both throwing no-hitters through like 3 innings, and then it's shutout 4th, 5th, 6th. And I'm watching this thing, and it's, you know, I'm thinking, well, Tigers are in way better position because Skubal's throwing 40 pitches and their guy's throwing 65 because they grind out at bats. What I enjoy most about the Tigers is watching AJ out-coach the other managers. That's from Ron in the Villages. Yep. Fat Mark, what I love most is daily curly fries. What is it, 3 runs or more?
Yeah.
Boy, this is really coming through a lot. What I love most about the Tigers, the aggressive base running. That's from John and Orchard Lake.
I thought you were going to say the curly fries is coming through.
No, the curly, that's the first time the curly fries thing is coming.
Won't be the last.
My favorite thing is watching Joey Cora's arm spin 100 miles per hour, waving our boys home. Larry and Troy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. You caught me eating a Nats donut here.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
What kind of donut?
Yeah, what kind of donut are we talking about?
I was partaking in a Boston cream.
There you go. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. Yeah, classic. Hey, guys. Great job, as always. I just wanted to say Gleyber Torres and the defense. You know, anytime I can take a little shot at Mike Valenti, I will do that. You know, when we signed Torres, he was not a big proponent of that. But that guy, defensively, and what he's brought to the clubhouse as a veteran presence is unbelievable. And the defense, everyone said at the beginning of the year, the defense is going to be terrible. Third base, shortstop, second base. The defense has been rock solid, guys. So Gleyber Torres and the defense. I did like the daily curly fries. That was a good one, too.
That is.
Look, a lot of good ones.
Gleyber Torres, what he's done at the plate has been, I mean, just what he does. He's an all-star player, and for good reason. His on-base percentage is .384, and he's hitting .275. But to have an on-base percentage, you know, 109 points better than your batting average is really good. And there have been times when he's just, you just account for him on the base path. Oh, well, Gleyber's got to get on the base. It's just what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a real positive war player that wins above replacement at 2.3. He's been everything that should have been expected of Gleyber Torres. Now, maybe people didn't expect him to be this good, but he's basically in the prime of his career and doing what a player in the prime of his career should be doing. Maybe he doesn't have the power that he used to or hitting for the power that he used to, but you know, 9 home runs, 44 RBIs, and this guy's hitting second basically every night. He's doing just fine, and he's a stabilizing force in the infield. You know that he is going to be totally solid, rock solid, and rock steady at second base defensively. But offensively, if he's opening eyes, I guess you shouldn't be surprised. This is who he was as a Yankee.
So, Kang, nobody has said your favorite thing about this Tiger team yet.
Yeah, not the way I'm going to say it.
Okay. Oh. We will get to what Kang's is coming up today at 11:20. What are you finding most fun? AJ said it this morning, how much fun this team is to be around. And obviously the winning is the number one thing. But what is it for you personally that makes this a gratifying season that you are enjoying the most? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, I got great news for people out there because, look, we know the weather's changed. It's summertime. It's really hot out there. But if you're having any issues at all with your air conditioning unit and you're kind of lost, what do you do? Here's the great news. Just call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They know exactly what they're doing. If your AC is not working at all, if it's struggling, it's time to call my friends over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. So whether you need a quick repair or a seasonal tune-up or how about maybe even a brand new system, their expert team is fast, they're friendly, and local. And do not wait for a meltdown. You want to get this taken care of now. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or visit BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Wow.
Yeah, Rico, you missed a lot. You missed a lot. You missed a lot. I want to give you a chance just to react to that real quick.
Wow. Kenny chose violence.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the way he delivered it, too. He was very satisfied with himself. All right, so let's get into the Tiger thing. Now, Rico, yes, all jokes about it. The last few days, it has just been a planet nebular where people want to argue about Zach McKinstry. And as I told a caller yesterday, and it was no smarm, no sarcasm, I don't care. Here, go ahead. Do whatever you want. You want him on the team? I don't care. Build a statue of him. Put him next to Ernie. I don't care. It is just nothing. The team is almost 25 games over 500. They're winning, and I'm focused on the trade deadline. I'm not going to do the TV broadcast campaign. I don't care. He's not an all-star. I've backed it up. I want to leave it alone. But
McKinstry... I'm with you. Real quick, Mike, I would say this. You got your charity with Javi being in the starting lineup. Nobody Correct. Saw that coming at the beginning of the year. I would just call that even and just enjoy the four people that's going to the All-Star game and enjoy the game.
Yeah, and be done with it. But I think the McKinstry thing ties into something else. There is a developing conversation in this town, not only on our station, but other places, and we'll leave it alone. We don't need to make any trades. We have everything we need. Oh dear. Uh-oh. I've even heard a couple people say, so where are we even going to play the player we trade for? Oh, all right. I see what's happening. So David called, and we had a conversation, Rico, and David said it best. There's no reason for me to change it right from the show sheet. You got to keep the main thing, and not get distracted by the shiny object. You have to get better at the deadline. Mm-hmm. Baseball is an arms race. And doesn't mean you're pulling blockbusters, but to act as if we have everything we need, here's what I'll enter into evidence. The LA Dodgers. You think they're doing nothing at the deadline? Oh, but we have everything we need. You never have everything you need. You can always get better. So I wanted to ask this question of you, Rico, David, Kenny, and certainly the listeners. Look, Tigers are cruising. No one's panicked. No one's saying you have to have blockbusters. Like, I'm not doing this ESPN garbage. Oh, the Tigers trade for Paul Skeen. It's not. Stop. I demand you stop. But I want to know where you're at, because the conversation's happening, and I feel like people are afraid to call this show because they think they're somehow going to get yelled at, which is possible. But where are you at with this? I'm team aggressive. You're really good. Let's get better. Mm-hmm. And if you think, well, where would we play the? I'm done. Like, if you don't think you have a spot for an Alex Bregman, if you don't think you have a spot for a Marcell Ozuna, you know, if you don't think you have a spot for a Brandon Finnegan, you know, et cetera, then I can't help you. And I don't know what to say. But that conversation is beginning, and it scares me, because it shows me people have no idea what they're talking about. And that's not what I want. They've got a shot to get to the World Series this year. Let's improve our odds, shall we?
Yeah, because what's happened is it's people in Detroit, we fall in love with our guys, and they're our guys, and we don't want anybody outsiders to come in here because you're going to disrupt the chemistry. It all works. I'm with you. You always add talent, and you figure it out. You somehow figure out where you're going to put this person, where you're going to play them, when you're going to bat them, when you're going to pitch them. It's a great problem to have. We have too much talent, and now AJ, who's been a master at working what he has, give him more and go out there and work your magic with more. You absolutely want to have more. As I told David earlier, you don't want to get to September and have a key injury and now you got nothing because you didn't make a move because you thought everything was good. I'd rather have somebody sitting on the bench not playing, but you have them just in case for that one at bat or that one time you need that one out on the mound, you have that person. I'm with you. You never stop trying to improve.
And to your point, there's a difference between having the option of using a player versus relying upon them. Meaning, when the playoffs come around, did everyone enjoy their Matt Vierling experience last playoff, where he went like 2 for 1,000? How do we know that a career 220 hitter in Zach McKinstry is going to light up in the playoffs? I don't know that, and I sure as hell don't trust in it. How do we know that Javi and Torque will be what they are now? You don't. The answer is the deadline gives you the ability at a minimum to provide an option or someone that is established, believable, and has pedigree. Now, look, I'll say this openly. I have a great amount of trust in the people running this organization. They're going to be very careful who they bring into the clubhouse. That part is real. The Tigers' weapon, Rico, I comped them the other day and people got all pissed at me. This party! I just said that the Tigers remind me of the D'Antonio kind of glory years, 2010 to 15. They don't have a lot of stars, but together, they're nasty. They win, right? And I just, they do things the right way, right? They develop players. And in the big moments, they come through. Those are all those D'Antonio things. So, look, I want to make a move. I want to make moves plural and get better. But I want to hear from the people. 248-539-9797.
You just got to hope the Dodgers don't become the Alabama Crimson Tide.
But Rico, here's reality. I can't control what other teams do. I can only control here. And look, the fact is, to play the Dodgers, it means you're in the World Series. Let's get there. The AL's terrible. There's like two good teams. You're one of them. If you count the Blue Jays, it's three. It's you, the Astros. You know I don't believe in the Yankees. Because what happened to the Yankees is the equivalent of Scooble blowing out. They lost Garrett effing Cole. It changed their entire season. So my point is, let's capitalize. Now, I don't want to do stupid stuff. Mostly what ESPN writes. Those trades are stupid. That Emmanuel Clase thing, stupid. There is no world, not this lifetime or the next, I would trade a McGonagall for a closer having an off year and heading towards 30. No, I just, please, can an editor stop pieces like that?
Yeah, because a closer, much like a kicker, you're only as good as your last outing. And if you're on the decline, I really don't want to see you out there. I'm with you on that.
See, let me say this too, regarding this conversation, because Rico, let me let you in a little conversation we had when you were gone regarding the Tigers. And Mike basically
went
out.
A lot happened while I was gone.
It was a hurricane of content.
It was two days.
Well, what Mike did in those 2 days, he said the Tigers are winning this division for the next 3 years. So,
facts.
Within that conversation.
Wait. Mike's giving out Tiger Groupons. Okay.
Three ponds.
So within that conversation, it was about, you know, how the Guardians did this for years and the Twins did it, and it's finally our turn. But when you think about that, that's great, that's wonderful, and I think we can do that. But in that time frame, only the Cleveland Indians made the World Series once. So it's great to say you're going to win your division, but we have to be aggressive because we cannot be like the Indians, and in that time frame, only make the World Series once. The Guardians. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the old name of it in 2016. I'm sorry.
So racist.
But we have to be aggressive because it would be so disappointing to say we've won the division the last 3 or 4 years and didn't make the World Series. Be aggressive.
I'm with you. Yes, I can't get angry because, wow, you won the division 3 straight years. Let's get to winning the division 3 straight years. But yes, David, when I look at this team is special. This team is winning. Say what you want, but every day, different gym class hero steps up. Take advantage of this because next year is not promised. Everything could fall off a cliff, and the next thing you know, you go from being in the penthouse to you're the Atlanta Braves and you can't win one-run games.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to hear from the people because, listen, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But when the same people keep saying the same stupid stuff, I can't, what do you want me to do? I mean, my God, the way the TV side does things, you'd think it's the 1927 Yankees. It's a great first half, nothing more. And I'm not being insulting. This team's fantastic. They hit a ton of home runs. They play the right way. But it's nothing but a footnote in history. What they did in the first half, you have no guarantee it happens in the second half. Why? A lot of guys with very little track record. That scares me. Why? Because you got several guys who got about a 10-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. That catches up to you. And look, you've been fortunate. Outside of the Alex Cobb thing and the Vierling thing, you haven't lost any superstars, right? Scooble, Riley, you know, your mainstays, they're healthy. They're there. You have a deep team. But this idea, oh, why would we ever do that? I mean, have you watched baseball? Why would you do it? Because you've earned the right to do it. Because this baseball team, with very smart people running it, who now have built arguably the best farm system in the sport, that's deep, by the way. It's not like they just have a Paul Skeens up top, and the minute you call him up, the farm system would fall to 13th or 18th. No. Weaponize some of those players that aren't helping you right now and won't help you next year, and let's maximize our window. And it doesn't mean we do something stupid. So please hear what I'm saying. Not you, Rico. I'm saying the people. But are you team we all we got, or are you team aggression? And let's just have a conversation. Let's see how this can go sideways. 248-539-9797. We will get with the people coming up next. 97.1.
You hate to see it. All right. I wanted to bring this up. Just to show you kind of, he said, while it will take one of the best farm systems in the sport to acquire him, the Tigers are well positioned to make this kind of deal with the depth at both levels of baseball, not to mention a payroll with only one expensive long-term commitment, Javi Baez. And basically it just says the deal wouldn't decimate their farm system. They'd still have Bryce Rainier. They'd still have Josu Bruceno. They'd still have a slew of solid pitching prospects. Rico, I read that and I went, "What? Did this guy get drunk before writing this article?" Colt Keith's a part of this team.
It is.
The top two prospects in my system. Mm-hmm. Plus, Rico, I think there's a chance. I said to you yesterday, McGonagall could be the best hitting prospect in baseball by opening day next year. Max Clark's going to be an overall big-time prospect. I'm saying no to that. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. I would probably say yes.
You would go for it.
I would go for it, and I would go for it short-term and long-term. Short-term meaning, yeah, going into the playoffs with the 1-2 punch for the next 2 years of Scooble and Skeens, man, you're going to win a lot of seven-game series. Now,
a lot of games.
The long-term, I lose Scooble, and I know Skeens probably still has to hit that Tommy John where he's going to be gone, but I have Scooble insurance. I now don't have to sit there and overpay Scooble. I got Skeens. He can become the new ace of this staff, and we can keep this thing going. So, yes, anytime you're going to make a big-time deal like that, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. You're going to lose players that you're going to probably follow and hope to God you don't regret it. I would do it.
You would do it.
I would do it.
David Kenny. I mean, look, I've stayed away from all this stuff, but it was right at the top of ESPN, and I said, well, let me throw a little chum in the water here. I'm not doing it. You know my opinion on pitching prospects, and essentially Skeens is a graduated prospect who is maybe Justin Verlander. You know, this dominant arm. I can't give all of those players for a guy that, to me, the way he pitches, he's going to blow out.
But see, here's the thing. The money that I was going to try to pay Scooble, I can go and use and get other position players to restock and redo things.
And you would,
but I still have Skeens under contract.
You'd have them for 3-4 years.
Yeah,
David, where? Go ahead. Yes or no on this? Yay or nay?
I'll take this one first. No, I'm with you on the pitching arms. With arms will blow out. Tommy John is an inevitability. With most pitchers nowadays, it seems like it's crazy to me that kids in high school are getting this operation done. That's absolutely bananas to me, but that's too much of the fabric of your team you're trading away. I'm out on this.
I'm out. It's too much.
Yep.
Too much of too much. But the line in the article makes you think it does. Could you imagine a 1-2 in a 7-game set of Scooble Skeens? Forget about a 3-game set. You may as well not even play the thing.
Correct.
5 games.
And you are correct. Skeens has not had Tommy John surgery. And Kenny, it's why a lot of pitchers are doing it in high school to almost get it over with now so you'll be better prepared for the pros. So it is a ticking time bomb. But, man, It's the fact that he's under contract to 2030, and let's just say the money that you are willing to pay, you know, that take that $40 million or $50 million you're willing to pay Scoble a year, and you could go out and get some position play.
Yeah, it's fun to think about, but
I would do it.
I don't think it's real, and B, I wouldn't, but that's the beauty of it, difference of opinion. Their needs are much cheaper than that. I think a couple good relievers. I still would love to see a right-handed bat. I know that's going to be an argument up until the deadline.
But here's the thing, though. And I know, this is fantasy world, folks.
Yes.
But with Skeens, you don't need the relievers.
You stop that right now.
You got two games in the book.
Yes, you need the relief. Rico,
you got Vets, right? We're good.
You're being irresponsible.
We're good.
This isn't 1995. These guys aren't going eight innings.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, no. They go eight innings, and then you just bring in Wetland.
You
close
are,
it out.
You are you're selling lies now. No.
Little John Rocker.
No.
That was amazing, Rico, and it makes me want to change my position, but I'll keep it. I'm still on your side. I would make the trade.
Really?
Yes. I understand what Fetter has done for this program, and that I'm not worried about finding another pitcher. I think they can find something else. But the idea of having Skeens and Scoble at least for the next year together.
2 years. It's two playoff runs.
I'm in.
Now, yes. You have to be comfortable with the fact that if he blows out, you lose this trade.
Correct. You're right. I'm all for that.
Because here's the one thing. Before people start calling up and getting all angry at Rico, let me step in front of him like a Marvel hero. When you traded Andrew Miller and Cameron Maben for Miguel Cabrera, you traded two of the best prospects in baseball. Did either guy work out? No. If you say Andrew Miller, you're only getting credit if you waited 10 years for him to become an elite relief pitcher. He was a starter. There's no guarantee Clark and McGonagall are that sweet. Mm-hmm. So I understand.
Oh, my.
No, we're not doing
We wouldn't
this.
Be making this trade. That is from Tom.
Listen, the Langford thing is fun. Relax. Okay? It's not like he's got a 900 OPS. We have fun with it because he's here. We have fun with it because he's been productive for really a bad Rangers offense. Inexplicable how that offense doesn't score. But no, come on. We can't play this out. Well, if we had him, we'd do this. Stop. If you had him, you wouldn't have the pieces necessary to trade to go get. I can't even say it with a straight face. To go get the guy ESPN's talking about. Skeet. I'm not even going to say it.
Skeet.
No, I'm not saying it. It's ridiculous. Skeet. Go ahead, David.
I wouldn't do that trade. Would counter without Colt Keith and swapping McGonagall with Bryce Rainer.
Right, you're countering by giving less and less.
You're not getting that trade.
Right, you're not going to get the trade done. If you made that trade, people, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. You're not going to like it. You're going to be, well, what about this guy? You will follow his career.
So let me ask a question. What if the counter is, I will give you this deal, but you're throwing in David Bednar? Now, Bednar becomes the high-leverage reliever at the back of the pen. You get Skeens plus Bednar. Now, I know you're already doing
it. I was already there. You had me at hello.
What if it was one-stop shopping at the Bucko Bistro? Now, all of a sudden, you would have the best 1-2 in all of baseball. I'd argue the 1 and 1A pitchers in the sport. You'd have the high-leverage reliever to go with Vest. Lang is still TBA, delayed down the line. You could go 7 innings, and you'd have Canely. You'd have Bednar. You'd have Vest. 3 guys for 2 innings. Now, if you can get both of those guys, that's going to make it very difficult for me to say no.
But yeah, now you're starting to sway me with that.
I know.
I'm right there now.
But you know what? But even without, I would still say yes. I'm going to go with the person who I know, and I'm going to bank against those guys, not going to be the
If you already had Tommy John, I'd actually feel more comfortable.
You would. I would. But,
I mean, dude, they're handing Tommy John out like candy.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, Mike. You're going to – this window is 2 years. I've told you. I don't think Scoble's coming back. So it's kind of Scoble insurance. For 2 years, you get to ride in the sunset together, and then after that, you're the guy.
248-539-9797. If you got thoughts on it, you're welcome to call in. I can't take it serious. I mean, but ESPN laid it out. There are 3 teams that they think have what it takes to get the guy, and you're listed as the team. Would you go all in for that type of move? It's very difficult for me to say yes. It is a high-risk move. I know it sounds great on paper, but this ain't a video game. And if he blows out and you give up all those players and he's not available to you for the better part of 2 years, which is more likely than not, that's now, if he doesn't blow out in the end of this year or next year, and you got 2 years of Scooble Skeens, I could, man, if there was a mystical way I could guarantee it, I'd probably go to your side. I would. Not that I think the deal's real.
But you know,
because if they traded Skeens, I'm pretty sure Pirate fans would burn the building down.
They're going to put him on a pitch count, and they're going to try to make sure he doesn't do too much.
But that's not how it works.
I know, but I would do it.
The perfect trade for this baseball team, John. What is it? Because I'm staring at an article on ESPN.com, and they have the perfect trade for every contender.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the perfect trade for the Tigers? Jeff Passan says it's a trade for David Bednar of the Pirates, relief pitcher. He had a bad year a year ago. This year, he's nails. He's top 10 in strikeouts per nine. He's got an ERA under 3. He's on a terrible team. That's the profile of the type of reliever the Tigers will be looking to add. I don't know if that's your name, John.
I would be very happy with that. But that's not my name.
Okay. Who is your name?
There are three relievers in St. Louis, and you could pick from any of the three. But I think the one that fits best for the Tigers, and you would probably have to give up the least, is Steven Matz. Steven Matz is, they've used him as an opener. Tell me if this fits. They've used him as an opener.
Yeah.
Multi-inning middle reliever that right now he's got an ERA of about 3.2. He's got a lot of swing and miss, a lot of ground balls. And he's a guy that would, I think, would fit perfectly with what the Tigers are doing, with how A.J. Hinch uses his bullpen. And I've said all along, I want a middle reliever. I want somebody that can go, that can connect the starter. And I'm not talking about Scooble. Scooble's, especially in the postseason, I expect him to be at least a seven-inning guy. But it's when Flaherty is there. It's when Mize is there. It's when Reese Olson is there. If they can only get to the fifth, I want a guy that can get 6, 7, and 8 and then get us to Vest, get us to Canely, get us to our closer so that we don't have to go to them early or burn both of them on a single game. So I think Steven Matz is the guy that I want to go with that has – he's a left-handed reliever as well.
Not a ton of swing and miss.
Not a ton, but he's
less than a strikeout per nine, but he's effective.
Yeah.
Okay. You said there's three guys on this Cardinals staff. He's the one you'd pick of the group, or
he's because I think he's the most affordable. Phil Maton is another one. Better ERA, but he's more of a closer. And the same thing with Ryan Helsley.
Those two guys are their number one and number two strikeout per nine guy. Those are the swing and miss profiles. Going to cost a little more.
Right.
But if you're only making a move for a reliever, get a guy who's the best possible, right?
Well, yes, but I think the need is a guy that can go multiple innings, not just a guy that you're going to throw out there for, you know, one, two, or three batters. I want a guy that can get from that starter to Vest or Canely. And honestly, I'll take a couple of these guys, and you might be able to work a deal for a couple of them. And it's really going to depend on, right now I think the Cardinals are a game out of the wild card. The National League is much better than the American League. So I don't know if they're going to get to a point in the next couple of weeks where maybe they're willing to give up a reliever, even if they're still going for it. They could sell and get something in return because they still have, they got three good relievers.
So on this list that Passan put together, the best fit, the best trade, the perfect trade, he does have Cleveland trading Class A. You're in the reliever world.
I think it's very unlikely that they would deal Class A in division.
Or Cade Smith, same thing?
Yeah.
Because I looked at who are the best swing and miss relievers in baseball, and one way to look at it would be strikeouts per nine. It's not the only way. And you know, Cade Smith's number four. Right, you start looking up and down this list. Aroldis Chapman's number 8.
Right.
David Bednar, who Passan says is 10th. So, I mean, these are the type of guys that I think they're going to be targeting.
Another guy, because I'm guessing you don't have a reliever.
I don't have a reliever.
Okay, another guy that I would have my eye on is Jake Bird with the Rockies.
Yeah, you've been talking about him for, it feels like a month now.
Yeah. I think he would be another guy that he's more of a short use. And so that's why I went with Matz, is he's a guy that fits what A.J. Hinch is trying to do. And I know in the postseason, you're not going to go with an opener. But you need a guy that can get multiple innings, and he's a guy that can go in there and do that for you.
I mean, they did use an opener a little bit last year in the postseason. I don't think that was more of a necessity.
Yeah, I think the starting rotation is better than it. Yes. Obviously, it's better than it was last year.
The perfect trade for the Tigers, according to Jeff Passan, is David Bednar. Who's the perfect trade for the Tigers? 248-539-9797.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had five guys. Yeah. And I had those three guys from St. Louis, had Bednar, but I wasn't going to say that because Passan already gave
us
that one.
He already claimed it.
And Jake Bird with the Rockies.
Yeah. My guy, Eugenio Suarez, premium right-handed bat.
Way to step outside the box.
You're stealing my guy. You don't have to step outside the box. Go make the best move. This is the perfect trade for them right now. It frees up McKinstry to be the super utility. It takes the pressure off Vierling, who has not found his stride yet. He could be a role guy like he was in Philly when they went to the World Series. Bats will go cold. Give me a guy who one swing of the bat can flip a series. I'm getting a guy who's owned the Dodgers the last 2 years. I'm taking him away from the Yankees, who, that's Passan's perfect fit. They add Suarez. So I add him. An AL contender doesn't. I have him against the Dodgers in the World Series, where he's seen them in division and had success. And now I have one more bopper who I could use opposite Kerry Carpenter. I got a lefty slugger. I got a righty slugger. I can play Suarez at third, DH, pinch hit him. Mm-hmm. That's the move that you make.
I mean, I'd be fine with that one, too.
Did I sway you yesterday?
Well, I can't say Bregman. I think he's off the table, right?
Right, but in terms of priority,
yeah.
You're saying, so your best match
Ideally, I want a reliever as well, but I think they've shown they can find relievers out of thin air. Like, Chase Lee got hit up the other day. I have no doubt his next time out, he's going to be fine. Like, Tyler Holton has had a struggle to start the season compared to last year. Yeah. He's starting to find his stride. They're going to find somebody, and ideally they trade for somebody, but the guy that makes the biggest impact to me is
Suarez. So you're going with AJ, the best addition's already on the roster.
What do you mean? From a bullpen standpoint? No, you should try to upgrade the bullpen, but if I only get one silver bullet, I'll let them do their magic and witchcraft with Fetter, and I'll go add a bopper.
This is one of the best baseball insiders out there saying the best match. And he prioritized bullpen for the Tigers, but Jim is prioritizing the bat. Because I think the preparation that they have to do at the deadline is to try to beat the Dodgers. It's not they don't have enough hitting. You can also argue they don't have pitching against the Dodgers. I would argue it's the hitting. They also gave the Yankees Suarez, which almost is a double bang to you. Who needs pitching? The Yankees. The Tigers have more pitching than the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. It's really becoming crystal clear. I think that Suarez should be the number one target. But when you read through this article, and he's got names like Class A and Kwan.
Yeah.
I know in division trades, they will happen in baseball
they
more.
They have happened.
You know, we got Peralta from the Tribe.
Right.
Yeah.
If Class A's on the market, and you see Dave Dombrowski's the one acquiring him in this article.
Okay. Of course he is.
I mean, if Class A is really on the market, you got to really consider some things. And
I've never understood the I don't trade in division thing. Like, we see, like, Brad Holmes has traded in division multiple times with the Minnesota Vikings. To me, if I'm Cleveland, and I don't know if they will trade Class A, I don't know that they should trade Kwan, but if they're going to, you want the best return wherever it comes from.
Yeah.
The best way for them to beat the Tigers someday is to get the best return possible for those guys. And if it comes in division, so be it.
So there's no way I would still give up Clark or McGonagall for Class A. I'm not trading one of those guys in division.
Right.
If you, this is out of nowhere kind of for me, but I love Stephen Kwan. He gets on base. I think he would be absolutely fabulous on this team. A Kwan Class A package, and I'll give you Rainier and Parker Meadows. Boom.
I mean, it's explosive.
If these, this is the insider of all insiders saying these two guys will be available potentially.
Part
of
all right, well, I mean, why stop with Kwan? I'd rather have Jose Ramirez.
That's not real.
He's not listed on this, John. He's not available, John. Ticket text 248-539-9797.
By the way, I just traded Parker Meadows.
I know, you just traded your
guy. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Ticket texters. The perfect trade for the Tigers is Paul Skeens for a bag of peanuts.
going to go to the next one.
Yes, please.
Marcell Ozuna is my number one big power hitter trade. I mean, Suarez is slugging 550.
Yeah.
He's the better bat and he can play the infield. I don't think Ozuna's the better trade fit at all. Today, Costa's trading for Suarez. Last week was Bregman. Wanted nothing to do with Suarez. Make up your mind. No, it's just the reality of I don't think Bregman's getting dealt. The need is still there. I mean,
yeah.
You want to tell me Bregman's available, I'll change my answer. I don't feel like he's going to be. It's been the dream from day one, but if I can't get Bregman, the answer isn't to just pout about it. It's pivot to Suarez.
Yeah, I mean, if they're still attempting, which I believe they are, to get into the postseason, I mean, they're right there at the cut line. One day they're a game out, another game they're at the cut line or the game above. That's right where Boston is. I don't think they're selling.
John Ticketexture says the Cardinals aren't going to sell. They're a game out of the playoffs. They're not going to sell. They're not dumb.
So again, they have three. And the question for the Cardinals is, yeah, they're a game out. The NL is much tougher. Do they think by just getting in that they can make a run at a pennant or even the world, like they can find some late season magic? Sure, that's possible. Obviously, we know that's possible here in Detroit. We did it last year. I just don't know that it's possible in the National League with how tight it is at the top.
You made a good point about the Tigers potentially last year changing the trade market this year because teams don't want to throw in a towel. I think this is an awesome market for a team to really look in the mirror and sell.
Even if they're a game out or two games out at this point.
Yeah. Be realistic with yourselves, and you can probably get more than normal.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. What is the perfect trade for the Tigers? You get one silver bullet, one move to make. Deadline's at the end of this month. It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Gator, I got a hypothetical we'll get to you. Probably in the 1 o'clock hour, potential future Tiger move. Gator finished the show quarterback, which was good sesh for you last night. Was it five episodes?
No, four.
Four, okay. It's a really good show. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Sheldon is in Detroit and on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, guys. What I'm tired of hearing is the word need for the best record in baseball. This word need is like, listen, man, from 2 to 6, I'm not going to say the names of the hosts, but they create an angst with the fans on every single team. Like, you have to become the best team on paper. And the best team, you know, it's so many teams better than the Tigers in baseball right now on paper. And, you know, rosters are better than the Tigers, but the way AJ is managing the team is making them, you know, better than everybody else by 3 games. Quit saying what we need, what you would want the team to have to be comfortable to win a World Series, or what you would want, or what you think, you know, would make us better possibly. But when we're the best team in baseball and we're holding that consistently 24 games over 500, not a 500 team trying to make the playoffs or trying to, you know, get in the wild card, we're the best team. We don't need anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's an interesting debate at what sense of urgency there should be to add to this team. And I'm not that mad at people that really want to go out and, you know, add a great player. I'm not mad at them at all. What bothers me is if they don't pull off a trade like that and it doesn't work out, the turnaround and blast the team for not doing it for a trade that we weren't even sure was available. Like you know, if they don't win it, if they don't win the World Series this year, and one person says to me, I knew they should have traded for Paul Skeens, I'll go crazy, right? Because
if we were in threat of not making the playoffs, we are in threat of not you know, winning a division. We have the best record in baseball, the best record, and we're winning series after series after series. And it's like, do we need Paul Skeens? We would love him, but do we need him? We don't need him. And somebody called earlier talking about, you know, breaking up. If it's not broke, don't fix it, and breaking up what we already have. I think it's like the Pistons. We have one superstar, and that's Scoble. But it's like the Pistons. When they won in 2004, they didn't have a superstar. We can win the World Series with this roster. And if we don't win with this roster, then maybe somebody, you know, with a way better roster might win it. And look, if we get Paul Skeens or another good player, we're still not going to have the best roster in baseball. We're still not. So
they'll be a lot closer. But anyway, yeah, Sheldon, I hear where you're coming from, but it's okay to want to improve the roster. But there's definitely a variance in how the sense of urgency to do so. 248-539-9797. AJ's in Pontiac, and next here on 97.1. Hello, AJ.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I guess a few guys stole my thunder, but need and change would be my biggest tired of hearing, because when you've got a manager and a coaching staff and the entire roster meshing like the Tigers do, what change do you actually need? I mean, if you want to make a blockbuster trade, who are you going to have to give up to get that blockbuster trade, and how does it affect your team chemistry in the locker room? Personally, I like them the way they are. We've never had a team leading the entire league in a long time. And if you know, like the other guy said, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, there's the one thing that I'm cognizant of, and I keep bringing this up, and I think it's something to keep in mind. Yesterday, Jeff Passan on ESPN did a story about the perfect fit for every team. And Detroit's perfect fit was David Bednar, the bullpen arm out of Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. which would be a really nice addition. The Yankees' perfect fit was Eugenio Suarez, which feels like a much bigger move. Maybe not more important. Yeah, you know, that would be a really important move for the Tigers.
Yankees have a need at third base.
But somebody else is going to do something big that can completely change the American League chase, right? And so that's where the word need comes in to me is what if somebody else swings for the fences and the Tigers don't? Then you kind of get up in the, you allowed somebody to pass you potentially. And so I think that is there a Scott Harris moves that he is working on and then bigger moves he's working on in case somebody else gets hyper aggressive? I don't know. I don't know if that's a GM's work that way to be ready to react. I think they probably do to be ready to react if somebody else goes huge.
This is where I'm going to defer to Harris and really more A.J. Hinch because A.J. Hinch has been in the game longer than Scott Harris has. But Scott Harris has been with some really good organizations prior to coming to Detroit, and now he's more than has his feet wet here in Detroit. But those two guys can make the decisions. I don't have a problem with them making the decisions on what has to happen. Mm-hmm. They know what's best for the team. They know what best fits for the team. They know who doesn't fit for the team, which might be more important than anything else.
Are you talking about in the clubhouse or on the field?
Both.
Okay.
And I think maybe more so with the clubhouse, because this is where I'm kind of going at, is that, you know, you don't want to just move and go ahead. Let's make this upgrade at this position. If the guy that you're moving out is beloved and huge in the clubhouse, I mean, not just beloved because everybody likes other players, but if he does things for this team that other guys don't do, and these two know what they're doing when it comes to building this roster and building this team. There's enough evidence over the last year to give you that thought, or let alone the last couple of years with players that they've added, signings they've made. It's nobody expected this team to be where they're at today based on where they were at a year ago. It's a dramatic difference. And no, they don't have an all-star at every position, but they do have six of them.
Right.
They do have three starters in the All-Star game and maybe a fourth if Tarik Skubal actually gets the start, but you know, basically they have four starters in the All-Star game. And one of the guys that's been invited to play in the All-Star game now in Zach McKinstry, he's not a household name, but he's doing household name stuff this year.
Yeah. Yep. 248-539-9797. Jay in Bloomfield is next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
I wasn't going to call him, but then I hear all this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's totally fine. But this is also baseball. You gotta take into account something's likely to happen. Given our position, you gotta be buyers. And also, all your other competition is likely going to pick somebody up.
Yep.
She had to improve with them.
Yep, I don't disagree with that. I mean, look, I think that they're...
So where do you want to improve, though, Jay?
I mean, I think it's bullpen and a right-handed bat. I think we could get by with our starters, honestly. I don't think you need to make a big move on Skeens, but obviously that'd be amazing. But you got to be realistic, too. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Okay, so you want to add a bat. What kind of bat do you want to add to the lineup?
Ooh, good question. I mean, all this talk on Bregman, but isn't that a little big, though?
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, it is, really, but
now,
available.
Okay, now let's say you add a third baseman, whether it's Bregman or Suarez. Okay, great. So who gets moved out?
I think Parker Meadows. I think the trickle-down effect.
Meadows, and yeah, you gotta go who's hot in the back. It's like, I mean, he is great defensively, but that's a good point. It's whoever has the coldest bat you got to send down. Because we're so solid defensively, you can move guys around.
Yeah, you can, but you'll eventually find a way that you've made the team worse defensively. Let's say you'd go ahead and you take Parker Meadows out because you can put Javi Baez in center field. Javi played great in center field. Well, then who becomes the shortstop? Is Zach McKinstry your shortstop? Because he's not nearly as good as Javi Baez. I mean, yeah, I get it. You've added a third baseman, but if you add Suarez is not a very good fielder.
Nah, you're right.
But he can hit for power. I'm just saying that, like, adding the whole, and this is why adding the right-handed bat in the lineup thing with me is what drives me nuts. because people are, and I'm not yelling at you, Jay. It's hard to really picture what has to happen if you do that. The ripple effect it has on the rest of the lineup and where it goes. And okay, I mean, I've always been a big proponent of who cares, just make an upgrade there, right? But in this team, it actually does make a difference because it changes dramatically who plays where and how often they play it. That's why I look at the bullpen. That's a spot that I think you can really make an upgrade.
Yeah, I would love to see Mason Miller in there. You know, you give some guys some relief. But I mean, it is,
thank you for the phone call. The easiest thing to do when you talk about who might get squeezed out is add a bullpen arm. There's a couple guys right now at the big league level that they can send back down to Toledo with no, that they're easy to upgrade over. You know, when we, and I, you know, you were quizzing the listener and I answered and I apologize for that. But the, if you do add a third baseman, the trickle down effect probably leads to Parker Meadows or Matt Vierling getting squeezed out when both those guys right now are trying to get their legs under him, especially like Meadows last year was such a huge part of that run to the postseason. I mean, he hit 300. His OPS was 8-something. He played great in the outfield. He was an extra base power. He was speed on the base pass. It was like he was like a sudden perfect post-trade deadline addition to this team. Parker Meadows came back from Toledo and was great. He's been nowhere near that this year so far, but he also was hurt, missed spring training, weird injury. You know, I don't know how long he gets to try and find the form. AJ has pointed out repeatedly that he helps this team in ways other than at the plate. And so maybe they'll stick with him for some time here. Ultimately, if they go other because of position flexibility, even if it is a third baseman they trade for, it might move Baez to more reps in center field. And, you know, I mean, Baez and McKinstry are getting the most at bats at third base these days and on the roster. And Cole Keith can play there as well. So, and he's just tearing the cover off the baseball. But the trickle down effect's probably that. Now, bullpen makes sense. Hey,
well, you asked how long does Parker Meadows have?
Yeah.
16 games.
Is that what? Yeah, that's what it is before the trade deadline. Yeah. Hey, I want to throw something out there.
Oh.
Was anybody at the Mud Hens game last night? Was anybody out there at the Mud Hens game last night? Did you see what happened to the Mud Hens game last night by chance?
I just saw a box score.
Okay. I don't want you to look it up. I want your natural reaction. Somebody did something three times in the Mud Hens game last night, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this. If you were there and saw it live, call us up. If nobody was there, that's fine. I'll just tell you what happened. But I want to know somebody who saw it live. Somebody did something three times. But I'm not sure I've ever seen it in a baseball game. We'll get to that today at 11:33. If you were there, let us know. And more of your phone calls coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.